Well, it has been a week since terrorists stormed six different sites in Paris, killing 130 people and injuring hundreds more. My co-host Robert Siegel has been reporting from Paris all week, and he's with us again now. Robert, describe where exactly you are.
Well, I'm at one of those sites, Ari, in the 10th arrondissement of Paris. It's an intersection just off the Saint-Martin Canal, where there are several sites where gunshots were fired. I'm looking at one cafe at one end of the intersection, then just across the street from me, a laundromat, and then another cafe. At each of these sites, people have left flowers, they've left candles in memory of those who were shot. People have returned to observe 1 week since these events last Friday night. And of course, there's a lot of media from all over the world here too.
But not large demonstrations, I understand.
No.
And that's partly because under the state of emergency, gatherings are banned. Parliament has approved a three-month extension of that state of emergency. Any indication of how that will play out across France?
Well, it will certainly permit the police to conduct investigations, to search apartments, to search computers without having a court-ordered warrant. As for the demonstrations, they could be blocked. One reason for not having any this week was that they might have posed a public danger and distracted the police from what they've been doing. But there are any numbers of powers the police could invoke under the three-month emergency law that the Senate today approved.
We seem to get a chilling new detail from the investigation every day. Today we learned that two suicide bombers who blew themselves up outside the stadium entered Europe through Greece on the same day. They were fingerprinted at the same checkpoint. What impact do you think these discoveries will have on open borders in Europe?
I think this is the last straw. People have pointed out here that the policy of open borders was really collapsing under the weight of the migrant crisis. But what's happened here this week in France, I think, is going to mark the end of open borders, and people speak of precisely that here.